Welcome back to the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. How's your pickleball game going?
I freaking hate pickleball.
Is it getting better?
Freaking hate pickleball.
When are we going to install that court out back?
Man.
In the shack.
I could get used to podcasting on a couch.
I've been telling you this for 2 years.
But you know, my big problem I noticed with this CIA episode.
What about it?
I had a lot of trouble reading.
Well, that's another problem we're going to address. And you've had that problem since day one.
Well, it's because it's... Well, I guess if I wasn't holding the mic, I don't think it would be as bad.
So you just need a mic stand.
Yeah, we get a mic stand. Or I could get a projector for the wall and read my scripts off the wall.
Once we get that new studio put together.
Yeah, speaking of which, get on it.
I mean, the new shack. I'm building a new shack. I need more pallets.
I think Jay over at Crimson Corn needs help.
Yeah, well, maybe. But I think his dad's going to help him.
Yeah, I think Justin over at Crimson Corn has been hearing that for a year and a half.
Not quite. It hasn't been a year yet.
No, May it'll be a year. Next month.
No.
Yes, because it was the start of summer last year.
No, it was the end of summer.
No. First it was May, and then it was August, and then it was May of the next year.
Yep. And so here we are.
All right.
Right on time.
So this episode is potluck.
Okay.
What's your conspiracy about potluck?
Don't eat it.
I love potlucks.
Not when they mix all the chili together.
What? What?
Oh, that's a chili dump. Never mind.
That's a thing?
It's a thing. Everyone brings their own chili and they just dump it in a big pot and then you stir it up and eat it.
I rarely eat chili because of my allergies.
True.
And onions and peppers are pretty common in chili. You don't necessarily need them.
No, you don't. Just some good old meat and beans, taters. Not taters, tomatoes.
See, like, when I would make chili, ice fish and stuff like that, I thought my chili was fine, and it had nothing, like, I
nothing
had
in
onion
it.
Powder, but not, like, chunks of onions or
right,
peppers.
Right, right.
Like, chili doesn't have to be, like, crazy hot.
No, I don't like it hot.
But some people want, like, well,
some like it
buffalo.
Hot, some like it cold.
It's like buffalo.
Some like it in the pot 9 days old.
I think that's gazpacho, right? It's cold soup.
Yeah, cold, yeah.
Cold chili.
Cold tomato ketchup.
So we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know, I'll just start giving you option A or option B, and we'll pick.
Okay.
Option A or option B, what do you want?
A.
Okay, bridges are first.
Or infrastructure.
John Cross was B, just so you know.
I know.
No, so let's talk about the, oh, what was the bridge called?
The one in Baltimore?
The Keystone?
No,
that's the pipeline.
Yeah, Keystone Pipeline. That's also infrastructure. You know, U.S., it was the U.S. that destroyed the Keystone pipe or the Nord Stream pipeline.
We're on bridges.
Yeah, you're right.
Then trains, then pipelines, then John Cross. So being a fat slug.
The slob. Slug slob. He's a slobby slug.
Personal friend called him a fat slug. we'll get to that.
And what happened? He's out of there. He got voted out like last week. Finally.
He was probably because of our good buddy.
That's good.
He listens to this too. You know who you are. I'm not going to name you by name, but just know we love you.
Yeah, that was the best. I wish I could have seen it. I haven't seen it yet, but what the key Baltimore Key Bridge? That what was the name? The Key Bridge?
Because the ship was the Dolly, right?
Francis Scott Key Bridge. There we
Francis
go.
Francis Scott Key Bridge.
There we go.
Because there's a conspiracy with the ship name and everything like that too.
Now the ship didn't have that ever. Ever given or evergreen on the side?
No, it wasn't an evergreen. But no, what was? Look up the ship's name.
Okay. Because
it's a famous painter.
Michelangelo.
And was what did you say? It was the Sunset Key Bridge?
It's Francis Scott Key. Francis Scott Key was the one that wrote the Star Spangled Banner, wasn't he?
There's some conspiracy. Now I can't remember.
Huh? Who's that? We got a mouse in the
That's
we got
Lisa.
A mouse in the shack.
That's Lisa back there.
I heard something squeaking.
Lisa's not supposed to talk. Like, I was just going to say a really bad joke.
I was going to say, this isn't that kind of shack.
Hey, Lisa, say hi. Hi. I have no idea if the mic picked it up. The Rodecaster is 12 feet away. You know, when they asked, do you really need an XLR cable that's 10 and a half feet long? And we said, yeah. It's the second longest one you can buy because then the longest one is 20 feet.
Okay.
You don't remember? We bought these like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Right.
So what was the name of the ship?
The ship. Baltimore Key Bridge collapsed. Rammed into a major bridge. The cargo ship. Of course, it's not going to
be. I can't remember. Anyways, the name of the ship was a conspiracy because the famous painter it's named after had a painting of like a bridge collapsing or something like
that. No way.
Yeah.
No way. I don't see the name of the ship, or it's not showing me.
Lisa, look it up if you would. You're our researcher in studio today in the shack. Did we do I'm Daniel and I'm Wilbur yet?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been doing this since 10 a.m.
It's getting hot in the shack, that's for sure.
All right, so.
Yeah, it's not in this article.
The captain, did you see the captain came out and talked about it?
What did he say?
You can say this is, you can agree with him or not agree with him. I really don't know how to fall on this.
Okay.
But he said, because it mayday'd a minute and a half before it wrecked.
Okay.
They came into port there in Baltimore and were having all kinds of malfunctions.
Okay.
And the captain said, we docked. And he's like, I don't even know how we docked. And they made us leave.
So the ship was having issues.
Major malfunctions.
Okay.
It would have costed too much. The port decided it would cost too much money to keep them docked there because other ships couldn't come and unload.
Okay.
So they made them undock. And the captain was saying the whole time, like, you know, hey, no, we're having problems. We can't go out back out to sea. We can't, you know, we're having all kinds of issues.
Right.
And then they made him leave. And a minute and a half before he hit the bridge, after they made him undock, he mayday'd, saying, hey, we're losing control and stuff like that. And I'll come back to the losing control thing because it has redundancy systems. So it really shouldn't have been losing control.
Yeah.
It could have if it was severely damaged.
Now, is there
we're talking to the point of neglect.
Right, right. Is there any evidence of that being true that they said?
Yeah, he mayday'd. I mean.
No. Before that, when they were docked, did he say, like, is there any record of them saying, like, hey, we have problems?
Now, here's the thing.
And they're like, nope. Yeah.
The ship log does show they were recorded all kinds of malfunctions.
Okay.
They could do that after, you right, know what yeah. I'm saying? So that's not yeah. hardcore
evidence.
And I don't really know how to fall on the captain.
Right.
But I could definitely see this, like the infrastructure when we get to trains later.
Yeah.
Like just saying, no, it costs too much money to fix. We need more ships to unload today. The Dolly.
Oh, Dolly Lama. Not Dolly Lama. D-A-L. Salvador Dali.
Yeah, Salvador Dali. Look up Salvador Dali's painting about a bridge. If you would.
Now, I know he was a surrealist, I believe.
Yeah, so
he had the melting clocks, that famous
I think
one.
He had a crashing bridge, too.
That could be coincidence, though.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying, for the conspiracy side of it.
Somebody pointed that out on one of the Facebook pages. That it's weird that it's like...
Salvador Dali had a bridge collapse painting, and sure enough, a Dali hits a bridge.
I think a big green ship had hit it, too.
I guess that would be a kind of coincidence.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. And it was in the back room was Baltimore skyline.
So another ship captain.
Oh, there you go. Is that it? Is that the picture, the painting?
Oh, no joke. It is.
What?
It's hard to see. It's like a big hole punched in the middle
of
a bridge. And it looks like there's a ship behind it in the background.
Still.
Yeah, it could be weird. I mean, painted a bunch of
weird. Yeah, a bunch of weird. You ever seen his mustache?
Yes.
Pretty sweet.
So back to the redundancy systems. So you have all this stuff, and there is, you know, evidence, quote unquote, to say that the captain was having severe troubles.
Yeah.
So there's A and B steering systems in these giant cargo ships.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a whole video of a different captain breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
So they used...
And that man's now dead.
Yes. And well, he committed suicide. He was feeling very depressed after the video had 14 billion views.
And he shot himself twice in the head and hung himself with a red handkerchief.
14 times.
Yep.
Had an impairment carved into his back. No, so he was showing that the steering A is most, so the, how most these big ships do it. Steering A is on odd days and steering B is on even days.
Okay.
So that they can have time, each steering system has time down. He said, except when you're going into port, you always use steering system one because it's the one that has the diesel generator to steer the ship.
Okay.
So he's like, I really don't get how they lost steering because... We have three different steering redundancy systems.
Mm-hmm.
We have two majors and one minor.
Okay.
So he's like, even if both majors failed,
the minor
diesel should still kick in and it's enough to turn.
Right.
He's like, it's not a great system, but it's enough to keep you from hitting a bridge.
Right.
So to me to that is I could say that that could show how absolutely poor repair it was in. Yeah. Also, not that there, so it could show a non-conspiracy towards the captain and a conspiracy towards the infrastructure.
Right.
Saying that that's absolutely how bad that ship was in, is that the redundancy systems were all so bad.
Which, and our infrastructure is getting cheaper and they're cutting corners. They're just like we did last week. We talked about Boeing. Like that
2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, time flies when you're in the shack. But it's like things that need to be done correctly. It's like, yeah, we'll cut corners here just a little bit, save a few bucks here and there. Well worth it. That's how they think. It's crumbling. That's the sign of a crumbling infrastructure.
So in Oklahoma, about 4 days after, another cargo ship hit another bridge on the Red River.
Wow. Red River's pretty big, right?
Yeah.
So it's a major bridge.
It's a scary river. Personally, I've been on it.
That's the one that had the tree.
Yeah, so have I shared that story publicly?
I don't know if Daniel has.
So I was on the Red River with a friend, two friends, and the guy was...
Rick and...
You made me laugh. No, so the guy lived down there, right? And we were going to check his nets. The Red River is up. The Red River is a scary river. I did not want to be on it in this boat.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident on the water. I really didn't want to be out there.
Yeah.
And Tom, the guy that lives down there, was screwing with us. He loved it. If you showed fear, he would just push you into it.
Yeah.
So the Red River is red from all the clay silt. Mm-hmm. So it's always like a brown red. And you can't see in it at all. Zero visibility. Chocolate milk.
Okay, sweet.
No. A lot of alligators.
Oh. Sweet.
Bull sharks. That's the one where we got the bull shark in the net.
Nice.
So no. It's bad that you can't see. So we're in, I didn't know how deep the river was where we're at and stuff like that. And we're sitting there and logs and stuff are tumbling and stuff like that. This whole massive tree, I don't know how long this actual tree was, they was tumbling. So when they tumble is when they're the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you don't see them until they're rising up and then they slam back down and take whatever they hit with them.
Yeah.
Right beside us, I bet you it's 10 or 12 foot in the air. Ooh. Probably a 100-foot tall tree, because I bet you we're in 80 foot of water.
Yeah.
And it's just rolling that fat. It's rolling down this river full speed.
Yeah.
And that's when Tom let us get off the river finally.
He's like, oh, okay. Even he got scared. Yeah.
Well, it was like, I bet you it was 5 or 6 feet off the bow of the boat.
That's insane.
Like, yeah. So we're down there. This giant cargo ship hit another bridge. It didn't, as far as I know, it didn't knock the bridge down or nothing like that. We're checking for structural damages, because it's a different style of bridge, right? It's not a tall bridge.
Okay.
You know, like that. That was a Highline suspension bridge,
right?
So you know it.
So another bridge went down 4 days later. Why didn't we hear about that on the news?
It was on the news. That's where I seen it.
Okay, I guess I just not as big as the other one, because the other one did completely collapse like immediately.
Yeah. So different style bridge.
So did you see how easy? Like, I don't want to say how easily it collapsed. We were talking about the steering systems and all that. I don't think you've seen the video too, where the ship goes black, and then they're supposedly regain power for a second, and then it went black again, as the ship's the whole time steering directly right into that pillar of the bridge.
I wouldn't say it was. So, did you see this could also be problematic with what I'm about to say. Did you see the overview that the reconstruction of it?
Reconstruction.
Yeah.
It's not accurate.
That's what I'm saying. You could say...
Have you seen the reconstruction of how the 9/11 building collapsed?
Anyways.
Doesn't even match the footage.
When you look at where the bridge and the boat got stopped, ship got stopped, it's at a cockeyed angle.
Right.
So it kind of looks like the back end, the front end's still going one direction and the back end's sliding out.
Okay.
So that's not like a direct hit. It wasn't like it was gunning at the bridge.
Right, right.
It was almost like sliding.
But enough to...
Oh, yeah, it's a humongous ship.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be direct.
So that, to me, can show, like, failure.
You got to make it look kind of not obvious.
Yeah.
Now, if you go, like, 80 miles per hour directly beeline at it, it's going to look a little nefarious. Yeah, but you just flicker the lights a couple times before you go into it.
The whole ship, though. The whole ship did turn on and off.
Well, yeah, that's what happened when you flip the switch.
Like, there's one breaker for
the body.
I don't think there's one breaker for that.
Yeah, the breaker box. No. There's one breaker that controls all the breakers. You just flip that. Shuts it off. That's how these ships work.
I don't think that's accurate.
I used to work on a boat when I go fishing in the summer.
A boat or a ship?
Something that floats.
Me and Lisa had a buddy that welded on, not he welded on a military ship, a naval ship.
Nice.
And he's like, him talking about welding, it's like days, because they had 3 days on, 4 days off.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't see light for 3 days, and they just kept welding. He's like, you never stopped welding.
Just repairing or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Repairing on the fly, I guess.
Well, they have to. They're constantly.
Right, because our infrastructure is so...
Well, that was meant, yeah.
Strong.
So, what's your verdict on the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
It was on purpose.
By who? Or what? What was on purpose?
Well, I think somebody's trying to...
Expound.
Somebody, I think some group, somebody, not individual, but some group, somebody is destroying or trying to hurt America from within. Just like when the East Palestine train collapse, pour all the chemicals, and then they're like, oh, let's light it on fire. Or the same with this bridge. It's like, hey, bridge is a major port for exporting goods to other countries and stuff. Collapsed.
Oops. So who's trying to hurt us?
I think it could be a job from within to collapse our own economy, to collapse our own, the structure of our country, so it can be rebuilt back up into something that controls citizens a lot more, less freedom for us. So we're on, like, all you collapse our economy, you and super inflate our economy, like how you know, we just keep printing money and money and money and making pretty much the dollars pretty much every day is getting more and more worthless. It's getting weaker and weaker and weaker. So once the dollar is so weak, I bet you they're going to swoop in and be like, we can overhaul our whole economy. We just have to go to this whole digital system and convert everything, turn in all your paper money, turn in all this. You get digital credits for your new digital bank.
What's the difference then? I mean, paper money is already worthless.
So, well, now it is.
There's no intrinsic value.
So when it becomes now, so they're forcing, it's a way that I think they're going to force you to move to the digital system.
But what's the difference?
So on the digital system, you have no purchasing power out of hand, in person, out of pocket.
They can already do that to you. They can freeze your bank account. They can.
Now, if you have a dollar.
Our money is mostly digital right now.
I know it is, but it's not all digital. They want to. This is the push over the edge.
I'm going to bet you it's 80% digital right now. If not more.
I disagree.
Think about how many people. No, seriously. Think about how many people have most of their savings.
For sure.
In their bank accounts.
For sure. But at the end of the day, there's still those dollars are accounted for somewhere.
No, they're not.
They are. They got to be.
The banks only have 10% of what they have in their bank accounts.
That means the Federal Reserve has it all.
Federal Reserve's not federal.
I know it's not. It's just the name. So they're a private bank. It is real because they control all of our banks.
But that's what I'm saying. The money doesn't have to be real.
And now they're making all the banks that are like defaulting or they're losing out on all their loans and stuff. They usually borrow from other banks to like borrow money from other banks. But now the Federal Reserve is directing them. Don't borrow from any other banks anymore. Only borrow from us, Federal Reserve. We'll fund you. That way, it's not... People only... They know if you're borrowing from the Federal Reserve, you're in trouble. Like, that bank's in trouble. That bank's really hurting. Now they're just making them all do it, so you can't tell who's actually hurting.
That's what I'm saying. There's no real money anymore.
So it's... Once it's digital, once it's all 100% digital, then you're 100% under their control. 100%.
But I think most of the populace already is.
Kind of, but not
I just don't see
yet.
That being the big jump.
It's not the system yet. It's not part of the system yet. Once it's the system where it's only digital, there's no paper money anymore, we're screwed.
How many people you know still have paper money? I mean, more than like 50 bucks in their wallet.
Everyone in this shack. Yeah, but that's still 50 bucks. You know, it's still something.
But if you have $10,000 in the bank and 50 bucks in your pocket.
But you can still go to the bank and pull out money.
They can stop you, is what I'm saying.
Sure, yeah.
They already control it all.
But when it comes to the point where now that...
If I have 10 grand and I go up to my bank,
yeah,
they will not let me pull it out the same day.
Right.
Do you know that?
Right, I know that, yeah. There's a max number.
They're going to pull you... They're going to make a truck come in special for you.
Right, exactly.
That money doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
It's on its way out, but it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet.
I'm just saying, I don't get why that would be the big push.
I'm just saying, once you're under 100% digital currency... Then you're going to be 100% surveilled at all times. You're going to be listened to at all times. When we're sitting in the shack, but now they can't dock you social credit points, which means taking your money. Social credit points are basically just money in the future. As long as you act right, you'll get more social credits. As long as you follow the what we're saying and what we tell you to do.
So it's a social credit system, not a digital dollar.
Same difference. The digital dollar.
I don't think it is.
I think it will be. Yes, the terms are different, but it will be the same thing. It's the same trap. It's all falling in. Digital dollars leads to a social credit system. It leads to somebody else controlling every single penny, proverbial digital penny you have. They're under control of it. Can't hide it in your backyard. Can't put it in a jar and hide it in a tree. Can't do that no more. It's you over. Can. No.
Just download it on a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, a Tamagotchi. Yeah, then it'll die. And then you're really screwed. You don't feed it for a day. It's dead.
Like that flash drive.
You can't even reset it.
There's that missing flash drive with like 100 or 150,000 Bitcoins on it or something stupid.
Where's that missing?
It was early when Bitcoin was worth nothing.
Yeah.
So you know that pizza they bought with like 3,500 Bitcoins?
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in that era.
Guy paid for a pizza with Bitcoin and
it's worth like $100 million or something stupid now. You know, it's some stupid number.
Bit of a oversight on that.
No, because they did it on purpose to get it going.
Yeah. I mean, for that guy to be the one that lost that Bitcoin, whatever, how much?
See, I don't think he lost it. I think he was giving it to give it out.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about Bitcoin.
Well, it's the blockchain.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know anything about it.
Do you know? So you don't know how that works?
I mean, I get it. Yeah, kind of.
So you know, like mining for Bitcoin and stuff like that. Do you know what that actually is?
I've heard. Yeah, they're solving equations, and once you solve it, you get one Bitcoin.
Okay, so the way they set up Bitcoin and why Bitcoin is superior than like Dogecoin and all these other garbage things, as far as that cryptocurrency going, why Bitcoin lasted and the other ones didn't.
Right.
Is now I cannot remember. There's an actual number of computing power it takes. So why, you know, money lost its value is there's no intrinsic value. There's nothing attached to it.
Right.
We can print it freely.
Keep printing it.
So this costs computer power and energy to produce a Bitcoin.
Okay.
So there is intrinsic value attached to it. So that's why it would take one computer like 85 years to do the equation because it's ever changing. So the computer's got to catch up and win eventually to make one. So they have these server rooms that do it to speed up the process.
Right, those big servers, yeah.
Like, I think there was one I was watching that had 400 or 500 servers in it.
This is stupid.
And it made one or two Bitcoins every 4 or 5 months.
It's just
dumb. And he was breaking even for the energy bill and then the cooling system in this building.
So if you were a smart billionaire, all you'd have to do is buy a quantum computer.
Well, they don't exist yet.
Yeah, they do. They're just really big.
They don't exist. I don't care what anybody says about quantum computers and the way that...
It just did like some calculation that would take a normal one like, I forget how many months
I'm
to do it.
I'm not saying
we
don't have hyper-advanced computers.
We'll get one of them then.
A truly quantum computer. It's like the AI thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever... Right now we have true AI.
See, there's two things you need. One of those advanced computers and then an AI software to just solve whatever that equation is instantly. Boom, infinite money glitch.
There you go. Now, so... And then every blockchain has ID.
Right.
So it's
right.
All public knowledge.
Right.
You can go and see who owns every Bitcoin.
Right.
So that's to keep it transparent. Because that's a big problem with our government and our money system right now is no transparency.
Right.
And, you know, that's why the guy, like, they try to subpoena him and all this stuff.
Because
there's rule, no rule. It's weird. It's one of these gray areas about making your own currency in the U.S.
Okay.
You're not allowed to do it.
So we're allowed to do it?
Yes, no. It's very... So like, let's
say... speak the truth.
Well, that's the problem. Is it's like, it's like paying taxes, right?
You don't have to. It's on... Like, it's... What's the word? I can't... Why am I blanking on the word?
Unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional, right.
So like the...
Can't think of it.
The IRS lady that left the IRS after she was asked to find the...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I like her, but she's famous for that because she's like, I look for months and months and months.
It's not there.
It doesn't. But you don't, right? Because they can throw you in tax prison.
Which is should be unconstitutional as well.
Right. So you're right and wrong.
Yeah. I think we should start our own community, our own town with its own currency. You can only spend there. But you can also spend, you can't spend it outside of the town. You only spend it in within.
Oh, that's what I was getting at. If you wanted to make it like J-Bucks, right?
Yeah.
So it's really weird to do.
Wait, why'd we call it that? Like, what's J stand for? Like,
from Crypto to Corn.
Oh.
He's famous.
I thought you were talking about like J stood for like, I don't know, like Joy Bucks. We'll just call it J Bucks. So J's for joy.
Yeah. But he's famous for Goods of Corn. So it's like Doge, right? He's like a meme.
Right, the dog.
Yeah. So J's like a meme over there.
Oh, now I get it. I don't get along with that guy too well. We don't talk much.
Idiots. Anyways, what was I saying?
Doge.
Oh, if you want to make your own coin or your own currency, it's like, I've watched so many videos on it, and it's so weird. So, like, you know they tried to subpoena the guy, right?
Mm-mm. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, you don't know anything about, like, the creator of Bitcoin? The FBI, the CIA, and everybody was after him forever.
I don't think so.
Because the money people were hyper mad at him because it worked.
Never mind.
You already said her name. I just forgot it.
Her name?
No, their name.
Oh, the IRS?
The Federal...
Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
Was hyper mad at him because it worked, right?
Right.
He went from... Because he gave out tons of these coins until they gained value.
Right. Once it gained value, they were like,
"Cause I think,
hey, that's our job."
Mm-hmm. Once it was worth something, they were very upset because it's untaxable.
Right, yeah.
There's weird rules with it.
And you know how they're just like, taxes, I need money. Mm-hmm. Give me your money. Vampires.
Back to infrastructure for a second.
All right, what's next?
I think it's just, so the train system you talk about.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where the other bridge story came up. I think it happens. I think they hit bridges. So
yeah.
I may have been on rivers a whole lot in my life on the underside of these giant massive bridges that nobody else was normally on.
Yeah.
And there's big, I always thought about this until recently. I would see like these, you know, 15 foot wide concrete pillars holding up these massive bridges, right?
Right.
And there'd be just giant chunks out of them.
Right, yeah.
And I would always be like, first off, how did they let that be? And second off, what the heck happened?
Yeah, right? to get those chunks to fall out. I do think, I mean.
So now I know why. Is cargo ships probably been whacking them.
All the time, yeah. Probably more common than we think.
And that was a suspension bridge is why that went down, why it crumbled.
Suspension?
Yeah, it had the big wires.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was made just for cars and stuff like that. That's why the pillar was really thin.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't made for any big load. When you look at these ones on the low rivers where they have the gigantic concrete pillars that hold them up.
Okay.
They can have a little more give, essentially. Like, they're, first off, the pillars to them are massive.
I'm looking up the bridge.
Am I wrong? Is it a suspension bridge?
Well, give me a moment. I can't. I'm not that fast of a typer. Bridge. Not Francis Scott Key. The Francis Scott Key Bridge. Not brother. This is, I can't stand Google sometimes. I don't think it had the wires.
It did.
No, it doesn't. I promise you. I'm looking at it. It's just that it's a, man, I need a water.
What type of bridge was the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
If it says suspension, I'm done.
A steel arch continuous through truss bridge.
Oh, truss. There we go. Remember the bridge? Did you ever play that game?
So it had cables.
You're just trying to make it
work. I'm not joking.
You're trying to force it now.
So it had the trusses, I guess. But yeah, see how thin the actual legs
to it
are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Not like these big concrete pillar ones.
Right.
So once it folded.
People are saying like, oh, look at the explosions. It was...
explosions?
Not explosions. Man, they're coming out.
It's from you being a contrarian. Disgusting.
I'm dying.
This is a good radio.
Yeah, I'm dying. They're trying to shut us down. They're attacking me. I needed a drink.
It really didn't have a good, like, there wasn't a lot to it to get under.
What? There wasn't a lot to it to get under. What's that mean?
The passage for ships areas was very small compared to the whole bridge.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay. But no, people were saying like after it hit the bridge, the sections that when they started breaking, like they instantly start breaking, the parts where they broke apart, like sparks were flying out. And people were saying like, oh, that's an explosion. It was set up. I think it, when things break and there's probably wires connecting them all because it's probably all lit up, it's probably going to create a spark.
That and metal can spark just from breaking.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that too.
Yeah, I've had it where like, you ever do it with a piece of wire and keep twisting it until it heats
until it snaps.
Turns red?
Yeah.
We've had it done with that. That'll spark.
Yep. I've had drill bits break off. And when those break, they'll spark. Yeah.
So imagine, you know, an I-beam the size of a car.
yeah,
twisting and breaking.
It's probably going to spark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so little things like that, I just brush off. Like, I don't think they had charges on the bridge ready just when the boat touched it. It was going to boom, 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 boom.
I'm still kind of in the accident camp as far as in it's just poor infrastructure.
And infrastructure, yeah. And that's probably, who's in charge of that? Department of probably transportation?
For ships, I have no idea. Because it wasn't a U.S. ship.
Right, but still, we got to be able to guide those. I mean, even if like a U.S. or non-U.S. car comes in the U.S. and is driving around, we got to take care of it, you know? It's our infrastructure they're on, or they're dealing with. They're navigating, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's a weird thing. I've never thought about, like, a Canadian car. You know, what rules do they have for a person here in a Canadian car? A ship would even be more, because it's definitely more international laws and stuff like that.
Right, for sure.
But I kind of am in that it's just failed infrastructure. And why we're seeing the other ones is just like the train, which we could talk about, that it's...
Which train?
The Ohio one.
Yeah, well, at this point, which...
Palestine one. But I just think the only reason that one was in the news is because the Francis Scott Key one is in the news.
Yeah, I can see.
A big one.
Yeah.
Killed people. They hit bridges all the time and never kill anybody.
I'm trying to find... Okay, there. Yep. Okay. Secretary of Transportation is Pete McGiddigiddigiddigidd.
Ah, your buddy.
And he was the... You know, he has all the experience. He used to... he was the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. You know, very qualified for this job. That's what he did before this. He's qualified.
And it's just cars. You didn't know that?
He's very qualified to do this job. So I'm sure he's focusing very hard on making sure this is done right. So I'm sure none of this stuff that's crumbling and has anything to do with it. He used to work for McKinsey Corp before he was the mayor.
What's that?
So McKinsey...
We've talked about them before.
They're a consultant firm for like major corporations, and they figure out how to save big corporations money, basically, is their big job.
You know what?
So they teach... They're going to show you what corners to cut.
Do you remember when we've talked about them before? Oh, we didn't talk about them. Chris the Corn talked about them.
Oh, what did they say?
Oil pit squids.
Was McKinsey Corp?
It was because it was... was it Ford? Was it at the Ford plant in Indiana?
Yeah, I think so.
But McKinsey Corp was involved in some weird way.
Yeah. I'm going to be shocked. I mean, they do things like tell you, oh, you know, the grocery store, like, hey, just raise the price of bread. Raise the price of bread. That'll buy like $2, you know, make the poor people pay more for the stuff that they need. That's how you'll make a little bit more money on the back end. Just like little things like that. McKinsey Corp's an evil, evil corporation. Anyone that goes to work for them, probably not a good person.
We said that about oil companies for biologists.
What, that they're all evil?
Guys, you either make $25,000 as a biologist or $300,000. There's no in-between.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Makes sense.
And it's if you work against or for the oil companies.
Yeah, there's no different. I mean, there's no in-between, really.
No, I mean, I know there's no in-between. You either make a lot of money and you don't have a soul, or you make nothing and you fight a good fight.
I just can't stand this man. Sorry. Oh.
What do you want to talk about?
Huh?
What do you want to talk about him?
Oh, I mean, he was running for president, you know, in the last election. They forced him down your throat. And
I don't remember him running for president.
Well, you don't really pay too much attention to this stuff, though.
I don't. I purposely don't.
Yeah. He was in a Democratic primary.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Because they pick. So I think they do all the primary stuff to kind of just get a feel for everybody. And then they narrow it down to like the people that they already have their pick candidates that they want, but they might have like a couple like that would be strong, and they're just seeing who kind of the people takes to.
See, yeah.
And they can lean it that way.
See, yeah, I can get that. That I don't think they purposely. Here's my thing. This opinion has changed in the recent half year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're even pre-picking people anymore. I've changed that opinion.
Okay.
Because I don't think it matters. Because they're going to run whoever gets in there.
Yeah, for sure.
So
and if they,
so they just
unless that person that they know can't be controlled, then they're going to fight.
There's nobody in that. When you, I don't. I fully believe you cannot get that high in government and not be, you know, sold to somebody.
Right. That's why we need an outsider.
It won't happen.
We need an everyday man
until we burn down the government. It will not happen.
So I'm announcing and taking this episode to announce the Wilbur. Presidential run.
You're not old enough.
I will be by the time the next election comes.
Barely.
Not this year, but the next one I will be well old enough. Don't you have to be like 36?
How old will you be?
Older than that in the next 4 years.
How old are you? Will you be?
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
Man, you're almost 40.
I'm not almost 40.
In 4 years, you'll be.
And after 4 years, I'll be almost 40. Like, I'll be the closer to 40, and I'm going to be 30 after 4 years.
I'll be how old you are now in 4 years.
Man, you're old.
I feel like, well, I got spare parts.
No, you're a nice, spry, healthy.
Nothing on me works.
No, you sound like somebody else. You're this healthy one.
I wish. I think I've only drank Pepsi and coffee the last 3 weeks.
I'll just stop doing that. So simple.
Just stop.
Hey, speaking of politicians. Huh? You're what, 32, 33? 33.
Lisa, don't interrupt, please. This is a men's world.
Yeah, this is... And the shack, men rule in the shack.
Absolutely.
I wanted to see your face. It's about what I expected. This is, you know...
We're going to be playing Sorry till 2 a.m. after this.
Yeah, I can't
Sorry.
Do that. Speaking of politicians...
Do you want to talk about...
Let's talk about this fat slug.
John Cross. So I don't know nothing. I just know... So tell me about John Cross.
He was our representative, our house rep for our... What's it? District?
I have no idea.
Is that what they're called? I try not to also get involved, but I do pay attention.
Oh, you do. You're involved. You still believe your one guy in Kentucky is good.
I just like him. I like what everything he's ever said. Not everything, but
you bought the ticket. I got it.
Because he speaks with logic, and I think for...
Yeah, like you said earlier, they have all these people in their control that have all the different flavors.
And everyone hates this guy that's in there. Everyone hates him.
That's called You know who else hates him?
You know who else hates him? Donald J. Trump. Called him a loser. Said he should be out of Congress because he criticized one thing that Trump said, which very well should have been criticized. And he's like, who is this guy? He's a loser. Get him out of here. Because he was against the system. But John Cross, I'm pretty sure he just lost the latest vote recently for our district. I think we have a new representative now. I guess I got to double check that. But yeah, he came in, if I'm not mistaken... I'm pretty sure he moved here from California, and the moment after he moved here, he immediately got involved in politics and ran and became our representative. I know, so he's worked with like the local businesses in the area. So he's contacted our family, to just speak with us, and if anything you ever need, please just reach right out to us. We'll take care of you. Make sure your voice heard. Make sure we can do what we can to best represent you. And a little bit, he did do that a little bit. There's things you could reach out and he would give you good information, and stuff what to do. The moment I immediately stopped liking him was when all the COVID stuff started. And they started like right in the very, very, very beginning. And they started immediately shutting down businesses. And they were picking and choosing what businesses were allowed to operate and which weren't allowed to operate. And basically, if you fell under any sort of mom and pop, business, you weren't allowed to operate. But for some reason, like Walmart was allowed to stay open. Amazon was allowed to stay open. Any major corporation was allowed to stay open, just oddly enough. So you had to literally buy everything through just them. You had to.
Yeah, COVID killed.
You were forced to. And when we contacted John Cross... to like, hey, what's going on with all this? Oh, yeah, we'll get right back to you. Yeah, never once reached back out, never once contacted us. Anytime we tried to further contact him in the future, ghost town. No more responses, nothing. The slug. And then we have a small disaster hit us locally recently with tornadoes that came through, ripped through our area, decimated a big portion of this, of a town. I just don't want to name names, but...
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Well, all right. Indian Lake.
I mean, yeah, Indian Lake.
Thoughts and prayers to them. Still to this day. Still recovering, still rebuilding. I forget, how many, did they ever figure, they didn't find all the missing people, did they?
I don't want to I think two people are still missing.
Yeah. I don't think all of everyone's been accounted for yet.
Because they're still digging a lot of stuff out of the bottom. The lake's not very deep.
Yeah.
But it's very weedy.
Yeah.
So stuff gets, if it gets caught in the bottom, it'll stay there for a while.
Yep. Which is,
like, yeah, they finally found the famous Virgin Mary statue.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't know where it went. It's in pieces, but it's right. They found it in India.
I mean, if they can't find it on land,
officially killed, in the lake. I think, four people.
Yeah, which is awful, because it's not a big community.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, super small community, but
two trailer parks, tons and tons of homes.
Yep, it's sad.
That community, that three people got caught just stealing out of people's houses.
Which is awful.
They acted like they were
helping
there
and
to clean up and help retrieve people's stuff. And they were just looting. Keeping it all. They were looting.
And then you get Mr. Our representative coming in to save the day and show how much he's helping.
Just sitting around in a big golf cart, just driving around yelling at people.
Yeah.
In his golf cart. Never left. He was so clean.
Never stepped foot on the actual ground.
I can't say that. I'm sure he did.
I'm
going to
say it.
I'm sure he walked around.
That slug couldn't have. He probably squirmed around the ground after he got off his cart.
But he was so clean. Oh, yeah. It's pretty late.
It's all right. People need to hear this. It needs to be said. Our representatives don't represent us. If they're not representing you, you contact your local representative today.
Like I said,
and you make your voice heard.
I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. And I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
In anything.
I just remember
my comment is that the one picture I seen him at the end of the day of him being there all day,
uh-huh.
He was crystal clean.
Yep.
And I'm like, everybody else was digging up logs and looking for people.
Yeah.
And dogs and stuff. Like, people are there looking for their pets.
He's just there putting on face.
Riding around on a golf cart.
Yeah, riding around his fancy golf cart.
Very fancy. It was extremely expensive.
Yeah.
Had a lift.
He had a lifted golf cart.
Most people at the lake do. It's kind of...
Oh, okay.
The first thing you do when you want to... Just up your golf cart.
You just juice it up, make it look neat. Well, yeah, because that's your main vehicle around down there, which pretty sweet. Not gonna lie, I like that kind of lifestyle. Carts. Yeah, I had a pretty sweet mini bike I pimped out for a while. I'd ride a little trail rider.
Is that all you Coleman had for John Cross?
Huh?
Is that all you had for John Cross?
Well, do you want to tell the story about how he came over? He came to the lake.
I don't want to share that story on here.
But on the face, I'm not going to say names, but one of our friends was like, hey, it waved him down on video, and he comes over, like, you shake his hand, he got him a fat slug right to his face.
Just kept going.
What?
John Cross just kept going.
Yeah, he's like, well, okay. I don't care. People that are supposed to represent us and help us, like, that's why you're there, is to make people's lives better. You're there to support and lift your community.
No politician does that. I don't care what you say. Nobody.
I think some locally do.
Here's what else. No, he
does. No, he does not. No,
this
he does.
This is why women aren't allowed to talk in the shack.
DeWine does absolutely has
he
not.
He hates everybody.
No, he's a little turtle man that is a weak.
What do you think DeWine does good? Name one thing.
Name one.
What?
Does that counteract all the businesses he forcefully
destroyed.
Shut down?
I'm not a politician.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But Daniel and Wilbur here, we got the inside scoop.
What was I saying? Oh, nobody above city mayor is good.
Huh? Daniel don't
know language.
Yeah, this is it's a clean show in the... It might sound like this in the background.
Yeah, I doubt anybody can hear her. Anyways... What was I saying? No, that's what I'm going to throw out. No, I don't think anybody that gets above city mayor is good. If you...
I don't know.
I'm sorry, town mayor. If you're a city mayor, you're probably bad.
I think there are some people that are good, but they immediately get pushed out so fast.
You believe so much other crap, and
no,
that's the one that's the one you buy in on?
What?
That there's good politicians?
I think there's some, but they get pushed out immediately.
Yeah,
they get pushed out.
Because they get shot in the back of the head.
Right, they do, but
so they don't get high up.
I don't believe in crap. I believe in the good of humanity overall. I think
they're not allowed to get there.
What, you say local elections are rigged?
If your city has more than 40,000 people, yes.
I think if your ballots aren't counted by paper, aren't written ballots, they shouldn't count.
You do understand a written ballot still gets counted by a machine.
But you have a paper trail to back it up. You can physically pull the ballot out and look at it and see how you voted. You can see it.
But they destroy the ballot immediately after.
No, they don't.
They don't destroy it, but they don't keep track of them.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. That was one of the things with this last election. They were all going in these big bins.
Right. And they kept them. That's why they were going through the big bins.
That's what I'm saying. You can't go back through and find yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't see, like, they're literally like what we used to store cookies in at the cookie factory.
Right. They can't because they did that on purpose.
Right.
Us locals can. For our local area, it's small enough. You very easily could.
That's what I'm saying. But like, once your city hits 40,000 people or bigger,
right,
it goes to a lot of you can't keep track of it.
Leave the cities, people. Just leave them now. Leave them now. Move to a small town. Well, get yourself a group of no more than 100 people.
Reduce the population for that.
No. Don't speak like them. Do not speak like them. Every human life counts and matters.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying kill anybody.
Basically, you did.
No, we just got to stop reproducing at our current
rate. That's eugenics. No, reproduce.
Eugenics is selective breeding for people.
Which is what you're basically saying.
I don't care who breeds.
Just not as much. Nah, see, that's the same thing. No, breed. Breed like rabbits. More of us,
no,
the better.
No, do not, please.
The more of us, the better. Breed. Go ahead and breed and breed and breed. If you're a normal, everyday, good person, breed. Do it.
You know the people that are having like 8 kids nowadays are people that shouldn't have 8 kids.
I don't know. I met a family that I went to church with that had, I think, 12 and counting.
Well, how old were you when this happened?
I think they're still having kids.
Because the people I know that in our local community that have... So the one group...
I think we're talking about the same family, probably.
Probably not. No, because they kept getting their kids taken away, and they would just have another kid.
Then no, it's not the same. Definitely
That's what I'm
not.
Saying.
Definitely not like that.
They're both... And this has nothing to do with welfare or anything like that, but they both are on... welfare.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. They have a kid. They mistreat the kid until the government takes it away.
Yeah.
And then they have another kid instead of fighting to get their one kid back.
They should.
I'm not joking. I think they're on kid 8 or 9.
That should be. I think if you have your children taken away after two times,
you can't stop them from breeding.
Castration.
No, you just said you can't stop people from breeding.
I said good people breed. Do it.
What's the definition? Now you're becoming the government.
You know it in your heart. It's what?
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
If you aren't allergic to onions.
You have to do everybody or nobody.
Everybody breed. Everyone do it. There's more good than there is bad. So breed, 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 breed.
And we'll
outbreed them.
No, I don't even think we need to have a law about it right now. Because I think it's the generation right below us is the one that's they aren't going to have nearly as many kids.
Yeah, because all the estrogen and the water and
they can't afford
the plastic they're eating. Oh yeah, that too, which is it's also by design. Just have kids, everyone. I'm telling you.
Me and you are not in the same generation.
Move out of the city. Move out of the city. Find yourself a plot of land.
Me and Wilbur are in the same generation.
You're old.
Is not having kids. Doesn't
want kids. But there's two right there.
I'm 1 year. We're talking averages.
Your theory just immediately went. I missed your generation by I'm just kidding.
No, it's if you look at like population stuff, I think it's whenever the boomers start going to nursing homes is when the paradigm will shift. Which is coming.
You know, I think you can control paradigm shifts by simply
killing.
No purges. You don't need that. All you have to do is get 100 of your closest friends and family and relatives. No more than 100. Any more than 100, it's a problem. You both all get in together and you buy a plot of land. Huh?
You don't want your family because that's inbreeding eventually.
You don't breed with your family, but you need them there to take care of and build a society that functions and works together. So you get 100 of your closest friends and family. You get a plot of land. You set up walls around that land and you protect it and you fortify it. You create your own food. Get your own water.
Bulldozer.
And you build
and
start
one. Start putting sheet metal on it.
Yeah. So if anyone dares enter, you murder. Huh?
That YouTuber's rebuilding the killdozer.
I did see that. Yeah. Who sent us? Someone sent us that.
Did somebody send it?
Someone sent it to me. I don't know.
It probably was the same thing.
But yeah, I seen it. Yeah. Which is awesome.
I mean, I had stupid YouTube money because there's like a turning point in YouTube where you make nothing to make everything.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
And like that stupid YouTube money. Like a Markiplier, one of my favorite YouTubers, I generally enjoy him as entertainment.
Okay.
He even talks about it. He's like, I've made stupid amounts of money. Like, he's like, I'll never, like, he's making movies and stuff now, like movie quality movies.
Yeah.
Cinema quality movies. And he's like, I'll do what I want. And he, but he does like charity. He does tons of charity and Make a Wish. And,
right.
He gives away a lot of money too. But he's just talking like, you know, you get to the point where you get so big on YouTube, but you do whatever you want.
Just makes money.
So it makes me laugh about the Killdozer guy because he's making a replica.
That's sweet.
Was it here that the Killdozer episode came out? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, he was. He just got pushed to the brink.
Do you not remember? Yeah, I know you don't remember a lot of our episodes.
I remember this one because I defended him.
I know, and but you laughed the whole time you were defending him.
He's a good man. You know, you take so much from a good man, he's going to flip.
What the big fight was. Because he built, first off, yeah, okay. It wasn't that he bought the whole plot, and he purposely built in the one area they wouldn't let him get, like, septic. Because he built it on the hill, because he wanted to be as close to that one neighbor that he hated as
right,
possible.
Right, yeah. If I can remember something like that.
This huge plot of land. And then he got mad at the town because they wouldn't let him build his crapper uphill.
Yeah, I can't quite remember.
It was a lot. There was a lot of pettiness on everybody. Everybody was being petty.
Right. But everybody. He was in the right.
I think there was a turning point, you remember? There was a turning point to where...
I remember he turned to the right way and did the right thing.
Crushed those kids in that basement.
They didn't die. They didn't die. Nobody died. They shouldn't have been there anyways.
In preschool?
Yeah. Their teacher should have known better to take care of them.
The teacher should have known better to not... This is potluck.
Yeah, anything goes.
All right. I think you got about enough time for one more potluck segment. You got anything?
Let's see here. We covered Bridges, Pete Buttigieg, and that fat slug, John Cross. What else is there? What else do we want to get off our chest today? You want to go against Big Onion?
I don't have any problem with onions.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I just want
to kill you. It's not their fault.
Maybe
you
it
know,
is.
You know why they have so many sulfites in them is because of how much we've made them angry.
See? They're rebelling.
Cattails. You shouldn't eat cattails around. So cattails are one of those weird things you can eat, but you probably shouldn't be eating.
You only eat the root.
The white.
The white of the root.
You do not eat the roots.
I thought...
You pull the stem
out
of the plant. It's the base of the stem where it meets the root system. It's
oh,
not
where it
the
meets
roots.
The root. Okay.
And you can bite off until where you... Like, with your mouth. You can bite until you can't bite through it in one bite.
Okay.
If you have to, like, tear or saw it all, that's when you stop eating it.
Okay.
But technically, you shouldn't... The problem with them eating them now is they accumulate heavy metals. They're super good at it.
Hmm.
So you shouldn't eat them. Because they love heavy metals.
So don't play like Metallica near them or Megadeth.
Mercury and lead. Oh. It's, you know, all this stuff that they pull out of the water.
That was heavy metals.
Column.
Yeah. But you can use the tops to start fire.
Yeah.
Very flammable. If you ever need to Billy Joel it out in the woods, you're lost and you need to start a fire, get you some cattail, peel it open on the top. Shoot a spark into them things.
It's very hard to start a fire with cattails. Keep a fire.
No, keep a fire. All you got, no, you got to have, and
you
then
have other kindling.
Have the
ready
tinder
to go.
Ready beside it, but those will spark up and go into a flame immediately.
Yeah, but they burn so fast.
Yeah, you got to be ready for it.
Lit several trucks on fire with those and did no damage.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty. You told me about that. Poor Michael.
Do you have any other conspiracies?
Not right now.
Oh, we could talk about the tornadoes, the weather system in the U.S.
These crazy storms are manipulated by the U.S. government. We have the technology to shoot particles into the sky to change the pressure, to change pressure systems and create pressure zones. We can put materials in the atmosphere to create rain. Did you not in United Arab Emirates in Dubai?
It rained every day at 3 o'clock.
Just once a week.
No, in some of the cities, it's every day.
Well, either way.
Because
they schedule it.
They have these lush things.
Yeah.
Like these lush plants inside the city, in the desert.
Yes. That they make rain. They can make it rain. They're doing it right now. They've been doing it for years in Dubai.
And yeah, then there's some country that's just like probably east of them that's dying of drought.
Or west, probably. Prevailing westerlies, I think, at that point.
I think they'd be moving east at that point.
Come on.
I don't know.
Did Mrs. I don't even know who your teacher would have been in elementary school. I don't know. Did Mrs. Klum teach you anything?
There, I think they'd be moving east.
That's what I said.
No, you said prevailing westerlies.
Westerlies. It comes from the west. Oh. You say which direction the wind comes from.
So the place east to them would be screwed.
No, that east would be fine.
Because if Dubai is stealing all the water,
right,
it's moving from the west to the east,
right,
then the place east would be screwed not getting their water.
No, the thing is, neither place should be getting water. Neither place should be raining. No,
they should be sharing water.
No, they all here's have- the thing. If they weren't putting this, if they weren't making it rain, it wouldn't rain at all. It's not supposed to be raining at all.
They have precipitation events.
Barely.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is they're taking all of the moisture that's moving west to the east out of the air. So everybody east of them
is
not getting their share of the water because they're taking it all.
I guess so. Whatever. However you want to look at it. If you flip the globe upside down, then it's west. So there you go.
Yes, if you completely change everything and look opposite.
Well, just, okay, here, imagine this, in this scenario. Okay, here's the Earth. Imagine this, and you're flying in a rocket ship from space to Earth. And you see it like the way we see it on, like, how NASA puts out their fake pictures of Earth, how the North Pole's on top, South Pole's on top,
The bottom of pans.
Now, what if, instead of, yes, exactly, a rocket flying this way, it's flipped over and it's flying in this way, and now South is up and North is South. Then what? How do we know what's up and down? It's because the Earth's not actually round. We only know it's up and down because it's a flat plane. We know what's up. We know what's down. You go out in space, you can just flip all that immediately, and then you land on Earth, and there you go. This is up.
So back to the weather stuff.
Yeah, it's all controlled.
See,
they can control it. They can do it. We already know they can. If you look at the weather radar around the country, you'll see how it's. You can even see sometimes the patterns that are just popping up out of nowhere onto the radar. That'll just pop up like in grid patterns. Like you'll see it. You'll see high pressure zones just form out of nowhere. Just form.
What was the weird one in Mexico a couple years ago?
Where that big circle anomaly thing showed up, where they had all the different. That was weird. It's like just for a split second, it showed up real fast. Maybe not like a split second in real time, but on the radar. However, a split second's probably minutes or something, you know, in real time. But yeah, that was weird.
But the hurricane in California was weird too.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of the weather events recently have been.
Oh,
odd.
That's what I was going to talk about. Is the spring? What do you think about spring coming earlier and earlier? So, like we talked about, Hawaii this is the really dangerous year for them,
right? Because
a lot of their native plants are probably going to go extinct. Because half the pollinators are extinct in Hawaii, and the other half are not there yet.
Yeah.
So all these flowers have bloomed, and nobody's pollinating. Like, there's teams out there with, like, Q-tips.
Trying to pollinate all these
flowers. Just trying to pollinate everything they can.
Yeah.
Because there's too many years in a row where they're not reproducing.
Yeah. Shoot, I don't know. I mean,
what's happening here, too.
I think I told you the answer to that a few episodes ago. They're speeding up the clocks just a little bit.
That doesn't affect nature.
No, see, we think it's coming early,
but
our clocks are just too far ahead.
In all honesty, what do you really think?
Disprove it. You can't.
I just want to have a serious conversation about it.
They're moving the clocks. No, that's literally someone like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Like, they're moving the clocks. I watched it. Look at my stopwatch. This one's from 8 years ago, and it's out of sync.
I mean, think about how many flowers do we have in our yard in March this year? No bugs. I mean, no pollinators, no pollinating species at all awake.
Seen ants. They pollinate?
You mean house ants or ants outside?
I seen ants outside. I seen them last week. And then I seen a carpenter bee last week. I did see a carpenter. Actually, that would be this week.
Where'd you see a carpenter bee?
In my backyard when I was tearing down the old greenhouse.
See, it was warm enough this week. But I'm saying, like, we had flowers in our front yard, like, the first or second week of March.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
There's nothing out there.
But sometimes that happens in the seasons.
Mosquitoes do not count.
Ugh.
Mosquitoes are awful.
Yeah, they're
No, I think...
Bill Gates is a mosquito. He has the same body type.
The bug extinction event that's occurring.
He's like a mosquito with tits.
That's the scariest thing to me, actually, I think, right now.
What?
The bug extinction event.
The B-E-G, or wait, B-E-E?
Yeah.
The B! B!
There we go. We'll do a whole episode on the B.
Conspiracy B.
The conspiracy B. No, I think that's the scariest thing to me right now. Because even when we were kids, you can remember, like, on road trips, How many bugs you'd hit?
Oh, digging them out of the front grill?
I haven't hit a bug in forever.
What about being a kid and you're running through the yard and little grasshoppers are flying everywhere? They're not. I used to be able to catch the little grasshoppers. You grab them so their wings can't fly. Snatch them up. I didn't know what I did with them after that, but
we feed them to our chickens and ducks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs, yeah.
Had a humongous population reduction.
Hmm. Why don't you guys just take a notice this year of the bugs around you?
Because, I mean, here's the problem with the generation below us is...
They won't know no different.
They won't know any different.
Yeah, it's just how it always been.
Like Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear was talking about this one road he loves driving on because he's really worried about the bugs.
Yeah.
And he's a big idiot. I love him, though, because I think he does genuinely care about people, and he genuinely cares about... But, he says things and he does things, you know. But he was driving on his favorite road, and he's like, this is my favorite road to drive as a kid. He's like, every time I got home, I'd have to clean the windshield. I didn't hit one bug the whole time we were driving.
Mm.
And I think Britain has lost 60 or 70% of its insect mass in the last 50 years.
How do they calculate that?
So it's, do you really want to know? Or are you just asking a stupid question?
How do they figure that out?
So it's like, it's survey samples, right?
Okay.
So it's a lot of nets.
Okay.
There's these tiny mesh nets for aerial bugs. You set them up in areas. You do the cubic foot. You do like 100 of them over the whole area.
Yeah.
And then you get your figure.
Hmm.
So it gives you a decent idea. Right. It can be skewed a little bit. That's why you do 100 samples. So
there's not like a guy out there going, one.
There is, but he catches them in a net first.
Oh, gotcha.
And then there's like tree shake events.
Okay.
So you put a skirt around the whole tree.
Just give it a big shake.
Shakes it and count the bugs that fall.
Okay. Okay.
It sucks.
Sounds like it sucks. What hasn't been as bad?
Cicadas. All bugs are.
Well, remember last year we had the what was it? The death moth or the death, was it cicadas that were supposed to come out last year?
The death brood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard like six of them.
Yeah. So they did or no?
Yes, but no.
Oh, okay.
This is supposed to be the big cicada year, the super year.
Oh, this year is.
Because it's the year. So cicadas are, the species are kind of defined by how many years X till they come out.
Yeah.
So we have the 13-year cicada and the 17-year cicada.
Okay.
Are both coming out this year.
Nice.
It just happened to fall, every once in a while, two hatches fall.
So the same year as the eclipse?
Yeah.
I swear if it goes black and like cicadas come flying out.
That wouldn't be that bad.
I mean the sun
passed. At least cicadas don't do anything.
Not true. They just eat everything.
They don't eat. That's locust.
Ah.
So cicadas do not eat as adults.
Oh, then they're cool.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get mad at you, but you know how many times that's been said at me?
No, I didn't know that.
Because I don't know why people got crossed.
Some sort of propaganda.
Cicadas.
The CIA. So
locust or grasshoppers.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to eat everything.
Bad
news.
Locusts are grasshoppers. Hmm. I don't know where in human history that we crossed the same. The cicadas and locusts are the same thing.
It's CIA. They implanted it through social media, and they programmed the kids to repeat it.
But yeah, the bee extinction event.
That's what we need to do. It
is really scaring me.
That's what the bee movie's really about.
Because I really want to get bee boxes and stuff like that. Because
It's a bug extinction event.
Hive collapse syndrome and stuff like that. We really don't understand. Cell phones are affecting all kinds of animals in really crazy ways.
That's what we need to do. Get rid of your cell phones, people. Get into groups of 100, and that's it. Get rid of the cell phones. It's evil. It's poisoning our minds. It's ruining the human experience. It's making us less human individuals than we are, than we could be. It's ruining our potential. It's thwarting us. It's stalling our growth. So fight the system. The only way you can do it, get rid of your cell phone. Get a landline again and only use it for emergency purposes only. Instead of calling your friends, go talk to them in person.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.